The property owner was a jerk. It didn't take Phoebe more than 2 minutes to reach that decision, and he did nothing throughout the entire property tour to change her mind. Oh, he was reasonably attractive, if you discounted the fact that he'd just turned 50. She supposed he deserved some points for having kept himself in pretty good shape, when so many men his age were getting fat and lazy. He definitely wasn't decrepit, as he stalked around the once shiny car wash bays and kicked at cheap beer cans and broken wine bottles that had been left by college students during any of a dozen wild parties.
"I put up a fence to keep him out," he grumbled, "and the damn kids climb the fence. So do the homeless vets who hang out in the area. No respect for private property. Can't even clean up after themselves. I wouldn't mind it so much if they did, but they don't. Just leave a huge mess for me to clean up later. Like I have that much time on my hands."
Since it looked like half of the cans had been sitting in jumbled heaps for a couple of years, she didn't figure that Riley Thompson spent much time cleaning up anything. The jerk. "We don't mind cleaning things up and repairing the equipment," she said, pretending that she was Tamika to hide her irritation. "Muriel's a whiz at fixing things." He stopped suddenly and turned toward her so rapidly that she took an involuntary step back.
"Tell me again exactly what you're planning to do here."
She'd already told him once on the phone, and again this morning when she'd walked into his cramped little trailer office across town. But Phoebe wanted this lease, wanted it so badly that she could nearly taste it. So she bit back her impulsive retort and patiently went through it again. "There are 9 of us. My younger sisters and my sorority sisters. We want to start a car wash, but not an ordinary pull your car into the bay and let the machines handle it kind of car wash. We want to expand on the car washes we've done for college fundraisers and turn it into a regular business. We'll be washing the cars ourselves using brushes and sponges and hoses. That way we can make sure the cars are absolutely sparkling clean and put on a good show at the same time." An unnerving light began to gleam in his dark eyes.
"Are all your, sisters as pretty as you?"
She felt the heat of his keen gaze on her full breasts and nearly flinched.
"Prettier," she said firmly. "Plus, 2 of them are dancers, and we're all on the cheerleading team. So we know how to attract male attention and keep it fixed exactly where we want it."
Slowly, he licked his lips.
"Yeah, I'll just bet you do."
The nasty old lecher. Why, he had to be as old as her father. "We'll take shifts, with some of us doing our cheerleading routines along the sidewalk to draw in traffic, and the rest of us washing cars as they come through. 2 of us can scrub down a car, top to bottom, in about 20 minutes. So we can do 2 cars at a time, maybe 3. Andrea wants to set up a concession stand over there," she pointed, "and sell hot dogs, bratwurst, chips, sodas, and maybe even canned beer if we get the proper licenses for it. She's a pretty fair cook, and we could put our ice chests and coolers in the empty bay right behind her for easy access. Oh, and while the customers are waiting for us to finish, our Scandinavian twins will be providing full-body massages in the last bay, the one that had all the equipment ripped entirely out of the wall." He sucked in a deep breath, then gradually let it out again.
"You'll have them all standing at attention, won't you?"
Somehow she didn't quite think he was talking about customers lining up in neat rows, and a hot flush stained her fair cheeks. She was no innocent virgin, but his sly innuendos were starting to make her a little uncomfortable. "That's the plan," she replied with just a touch of cool reserve. "It won't take long before we have so many customers that we'll need to hire extra girls." A faint shudder seemed to ripple down his long body.
"And they'll all look like you, wearing hot G-string bikinis, doing sexy dance routines, looking like they just crawled out of bed and are itching to climb back in?"